Now he's praying that the Vaishnava may be transcended. And if the Vaishnava is kind to me, then my destination will be towards you, and I will get the shade of your lotus feet. Then I'll get the shade of your lotus feet. Now, if previously this Bhaktivinoda Thakur has been describing all these different factors of Vaishnava behavior. The six things which we should give up if we are to make progress in devotional life. Right. The six attitudes we should adopt if we are to make progress. The six pushings of the senses which we have to control. And the six exchanges of love we share with devotees. Now we may think, well, all this is rather difficult to take up. But we see that here in Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami is describing how we have to serve and associate with your devotees. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking the hint from Rupa Goswami, has accepted this point, serving the pure devotees, as the essential factor in our advancement. That by our own strength we can't do anything. This he describes in the next song, very famous song. Actually, we can sing it. Do you know this song? I think quite a lot of devotees know this song. No? Oh, yeah. Vaishnava Thakur, you know this song?
Yeah. Okay, so let's sing it.
Who can play cartels like this? One, two, one, two. Play like that? Yeah, he can. Work for you. If you don't know how to play it, then you can. Oh, let's get the songbook first.
What's the songbook?
See which
page it is.
Find out which page it is. Page is it? Have you found it? Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Rasadara, Jaya Shankara,
Shadha Bindu Dhyane Hare.
Sabhavind diya Deha Krishna nama bhaye
Tumhe ke paakave Jale Sabhavind diya Deha Krishna nama dana Deha Krishna nama dana
Hare Rama.
Vaishnava Thakur, Dayara Sagara, E Dase Karuna Kari. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur. Vaishnava Thakur means, Thakur, this word is used to address a very great, venerable Vaishnava. Dayara Sagara means an ocean of mercy. Ocean means vast. This is quality of a Vaishnava. Means most exalted Vaishnava is very merciful. Why is he merciful? Because he gives Krishna. That is explained in this song. Now sometimes we think mercy means that a devotee, a guru, will let me do whatever I like. That is mercy. That even if I do all nonsense, still he'll forgive me. He may forgive you, he may give you another chance. But we shouldn't look for cheap guru. He should let me do whatever I like and he should just bless me and he'll be merciful. Sometimes devotees have the misconception that the guru is just meant for blessing machine. Just bless him, that's it. Take my blessing. Oh, come here. And then go and do all nonsense. And then come and get another blessing. No, the mercy means the mercy how to take all the nasty things out of our heart. The mercy of a pure devotee is something like the mercy of a doctor. Cuts with a knife. One of the meaning of the word sadhu means one who cuts. Sometimes we think a sadhu is someone who holds a flower and just smiles. And that's all he does. He has nothing else to do. His whole duty is to pose for photographs holding a flower and smiling. That is the meaning of sadhu. And he should also have a long beard. That's also very good. And he simply looks. Some look which has no meaning whatsoever. The real sadhu means who is engaged fully in Krishna's service, who is very busy in Krishna's service, who is always thinking how to bring others to Krishna. So a real mercy means he cannot tolerate to see others not be in Krishna consciousness. So the real mercy is if we can get this, if we can attract the attention of a sadhu so much that he will possibly rip all the nonsense out of us. Of course, we have to be willing for that. If we don't want Krishna, then the sadhu won't give us Krishna. Sadhu is not cheap. He wants to see who is following. Who is following the regulated principle. Who is working hard for Krishna. Who is convinced about Krishna. But if you're not convinced, he'll also try. He'll speak on and on, write on and on, just to convince. Prabhupada was continuously speaking. Just to convince us. Oh, you fools, don't you understand? Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Why don't you surrender to him? Why are you so attached? Point by point, explain Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Bhoga Ishvarya Prasaktanam Taya Patita Chaitasam. As long as you, all these verses he would explain, as long as we are attached to sense gratification, material enjoyment, we cannot get Krishna, we cannot fix our money on Krishna. So this is the meaning that a devotee is an ocean of mercy. Not simply some vague sentimental blessing machine, but fixed on the point of Krishna. Always trying to get Krishna. Not a cheap idea. But a real sadhu teaches nectar of instruction, upadeshamrita. But all these points, beginning with control your senses. So Bhaktirao Thakur is praying that my dear Vaishnava Thakur, you are an ocean of mercy, please be merciful to this your servant. So this is another point. We shouldn't approach asking for blessings unless we're willing to serve. And practically, if we are prepared to serve the Krishna and the Vaishnavas, then automatically the blessings will come. You don't have to always come, please bless me, please bless me, please bless me. Serve, be sincere, and Krishna will bless. Vaishnava will bless. Still, we have to pray like this. Please bless me. Please help me. Please help me. Always remembering that we are dependent on the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Now, so he's praying, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, for the mercy, for what? For what purpose does he want the mercy of Krishna? Diyapada chaya, shodhahe yamai, tomara charana bhari. Diyapada chaya means, give me the shade of your lotus feet. Purify me, I hold on to your lotus feet. So this is another point, tomara charana bhari, holding on, not coming and going. Oh, I like Krishna consciousness. Ah, now, I don't like it so much. It's okay, but heavy metal music is also. Someone came to me the other day and said, is it all right to be Krishna conscious and also enjoy heavy metal music? Now, fortunately, I don't know what heavy metal music is because I don't take interest in all these things. I'm an old man. And heavy metal was invented after I joined this movement. But just from the name, I can understand that. No. So you may be thinking, well, Krishna consciousness is okay, but everything else is okay also. I'll enjoy a little sense gratification, then I'll do a little service, come to the temple, take some prasadam, and then go away and enjoy some sense gratification. This is not the way to get Krishna. We may have a sense that, oh yes, I'm also a devotee. So you may also be a devotee, but you're not going back to God at this level. Not with that attitude. Devotee means serious devotee. So a devotee who's going back to Godhead means he's not thinking of anything else. So tomara charana dhari, hold on to the lotus feet. Don't take it as optional.
Optional?
It means take it or leave it. Choice. We should come to Krishna consciousness and stay. Try to understand what is the importance. We're chanting, we're dancing, this is very nice. Why are we chanting and dancing? That we should also understand. So many people are singing and dancing. Usually they don't sing and dance unless they have a little vodka. This chanting and dancing is not the same. We shouldn't think it's the same. Dolokara prema dhang harinama shikitam. This Hare Krishna chanting is imported from the spiritual world. Now you in Russia you have so many things imported from Japan, imported from Germany, imported from America. You're thinking, oh, Japanese, very good. German, very good. Not this microphone, everything that's me. Imported from America, very good. Everything's great in America. There's a song, everything's great in America. But we have got the Hare Krishna mantra imported from the spiritual world, much better than America. You may be thinking America is the spiritual world. I can assure you it's not. Murmansk is one part of hell and America is another part. Spiritual world is Golok Vrindavan. And you can also make, this is also Vaikuntha. Wherever the devotees are chanting, that's the spiritual world. So this Hare Krishna chanting is much better than any Japanese tape recorder. It's much better than any German car. Most of the German machines in Russia are second-hand, 20 years old. But even if you get a new Mercedes-Benz, it's not as good as chanting Hare Krishna. You imagine anything you would like in the material world. A man is thinking, I would like to get a beautiful woman. And a beautiful woman is thinking, I would like to get a very nice man. Thinking, I'd like to get a lot of money, I'd like to be powerful and famous, all insignificant, meaningless. Everyone here has had all these things before. Everyone in this room has been Lord Brahma before. Big physician, much bigger than the Prime Minister of Russia. We offer all respects to the Prime Minister of Russia, but in comparison to Lord Brahma, he's no more important than an ant. So we've had all these things. Apart from being Lord Brahma, we've also been a dog, a cat, an ant, a flea. At some time, we've been the most important dog in our neighborhood. You see, in the neighborhood, there's one dog who's the big dog. He can bark the loudest. So all the other dogs respect him. He's more dog-like than the other dogs. So he's a really, really, really masculine dog. He means macho dog. So, you have also been that. You have enjoyed the enjoyment of being the biggest dog in your neighborhood. The biggest dog is very puffed up. I'm the biggest dog here. All the dogs are afraid of me. You have had all these things. No satisfaction. Still we're thinking, let me get an American car. An American wife. An American passport. That is... If only I could go to... At least in India, everyone is thinking... But this is all useless, useless, useless. The spiritual world is where we belong. This chanting of Hare Krishna is imported from the spiritual world. This is our passport to the spiritual world. Never mind American passport. You don't need that. Take your passport to the spiritual world. Just like when you come to another country, they say, where is your passport? So when you want to enter the spiritual world, they ask, so what's your qualification? What's your passport? This is the qualification, chanting Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chanting throughout our lives, with all sincerity, qualifies us to go back home by tomorrow. So we have to stay in Krishna consciousness, not take it as a hobby. Stick. Now we've come here, don't get deluded again. Now, stay in Krishna consciousness and become purified. Somehow or other, if we stay, we'll be purified. But if we want to make rapid advancement, then we have to consider how to become pure. That has been discussed in Upadeshamrita. What is the meaning of purification? Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is discussing Choi Beg Adami. The Choi Beg means the six urges. The urge to speak. The urges of the mind. The mind is telling us, do this, do that. Do everything else except surrender to Krishna. The urge of anger, the urge of the tongue to eat all different kinds of nice food, the urge of the belly to fill the belly, pack it full, and then pack it some more. Too. And then the urges of the genital. The devotee has to conquer them. The six kinds of faults, they have to be overcome. Six faults are eating too much or collecting too much. Over-endeavor for mundane things which are very difficult to talking about all nonsense things which have no connection with Krishna. Following the rules and regulations very strictly without understanding why we're supposed to be following them. Or not following them at all properly. Associating with materialistic people have no... Intimately associating with materialistic people have no interest in Krishna consciousness. And greed. So these are the six kinds of faults which are to be overcome. And there are six qualities, six activities which are very favorable for our advancement. Enthusiasm to be Krishna conscious. Determination to be Krishna conscious. Patience in executing Krishna consciousness. That if I don't become fully Krishna conscious immediately, we just go on practicing immediately. Following the rules and regulations. Again, it's mentioned giving up the association of great devotees. And following in the footsteps of great devotees. So, and then there's another list of six. Six ways of associating with devotees that are favorable for our spiritual advancement. Offering a gift to a devotee. Accepting a gift from a devotee, if they give. Revealing one's mind in confidence to a devotee. And inquiring confidentially, asking questions.
Yes.
Serving prasad, feeding a devotee. And if a devotee offers us, accept it. These are six symptoms of love shared by devotees. So how to acquire all these qualities, give up all these bad qualities? How are we going to do that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that he's praying for the mercy of the Vaishnava so he can do all these things properly. Otherwise, to become a perfect devotee is not very easy. So he says, Choi Begadami, you please help me to overcome the urges of the senses. Choi dosha shodhi, purify me from the six qualities. Choi gona deho dasi, bestow upon me the six qualities. Choi shachanga deho hai hamare. Give me the six kinds of holy association. Boshechi shangera asha. I'm simply sitting here desiring your association. So the association with pure devotees is very powerful. We can learn from pure devotees how to behave in devotional sin. We learn, we get the inspiration. Therefore, we should always desire the association.
Поэтому,
we may say, well, here we are in more months and it's quite a remote place. There's nothing but trees for hundreds of kilometers around here. Trees one way and the ice the other way, the frozen sea. So how should we get pure devotee association? Once a devotee was complaining to Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, I don't like to stay with these devotees. They're all in Maya. They're not advanced enough for me.
Sure.
So Prabhupada said, then you become a pure devotee and you give them your association. So all the devotees should become pure devotees. How? How can I become a pure devotee? Seems like a very difficult thing. Actually, it's not difficult. Rise early in the morning, take a bath, go to Mangalati, chant Hare Krishna and dance. And engage in your service, all activities in this Krishna conscious movement. I mean, preaching. The preaching means book distribution, prasad distribution, Harinam distribution. Preaching means also speaking to people about Krishna. Preaching means also among the devotees, preaching to each other. Devotees, they live happily together by always discussing Krishna. And you can listen to so many lecture cassettes. There's about 700 of Prabhupada. It's about 700 lecture cassettes. Some of them are translated in Russian. I'm just reading the books of Prabhupada's lectures. It's very, very enjoyable. Very nectarine. Prabhupada is on and on and on, preaching the glories of Krishna. And smashing all the anarchas in our heart. You see, Prabhupada's favorite word is Krishna. Yeah. Always glorifying Krishna. Always convincing us. Krishna is the Supreme Personality.
Okay.
Surrender. And if you don't surrender, then you get Prabhupada's other favorite words.
Prabhupada.
Fool, rascal, nonsense, burha, demon. So, Prabhupada is preaching. Namang duskriti no murha, pravadyante narad hamala. Maya Apatita Jnana Asuranga Nasha. Prabhupada said this is a very important shloka. Who is not a devotee of Krishna, who is not surrendered to Krishna, is simply either a mudha, naradhama, maya, apatita jnana, or complete asura. Means he is either demon number one, number two, three, or four categories. Means either ass-like, simply working, with no thought that there may be more to life, simply than working. And after working, what does he get? Little sense gratification. And even to enjoy that, he gets kicked in the face. Then naradhama, lowest among mankind, means I have no time for this Krishna consciousness. I'm very busy in important things like watching television. No time for chanting Hare Krishna.
Even in the summer, there's only clouds and cold weather. Actually, Prabhupada, at one time, he was in London, he was on the television program. So this was the kind of television program where they interview the person, they try to make him look foolish. I don't know if they have that kind of program in Russia. You have that kind of program also?
Maybe something.
They try to put all kinds of questions to try and make him look stupid. So the man who was asking questions, he said, Swamiji, in your religion, do you believe in hell? So Prabhupada said, yes. He was thinking that he'd say, come on, that's all mythology, it's not true. He was waiting for Prabhupada to say yes, and if Prabhupada said yes, he would say, come on, you can't believe in that, it's all mythology, it's not true. So Prabhupada said, yes, London is hell. It's always dark and cold and raining and there's no sunshine. So the man, he was shocked. He didn't know what to say. He was the one who was supposed to be making Prabhupada look like a fool, but Prabhupada made him look like a fool. So Prabhupada saw that he didn't know what to say, so he said, well, anyway, it's to your great credit that you built such a great civilization in such a hellish place. So generally it's understood that people are born in dark and cold, cloudy places. It must be some bad karma. But some people have been born here to preach Krishna consciousness. And anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, they become the greatest, most elevated person. So this is a wonderful thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wish come true. This is a wonderful thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wish has come true. The chanting of Hare Krishna is going on everywhere, all over the world. In the jungles of Africa, in the cities which are like jungles of America and Europe, because they call the cities a concrete jungle. Concrete jungle. Concrete means what the house is built out of. Concrete?
Concrete.
No. Okay, say brick jungle. Because the people who are living in the cities, they're like wild people. It's very dangerous to go out in the streets, especially at night time in the big cities of the Western world. Even in the daytime, it's very dangerous. People will attack you. So your money or your life. So in the jungles of Africa, in the jungles of America, and now in the jungles of Russia, we saw so many forests as we were coming. The whole world is like one big jungle. Justice. Made in Germany. Must be East Germany.
Yeah.
The fifth canto of Bhagavatam describes that the whole material world is like one big jungle. Dangerous place. You see, they made such a big factory and so much intelligence to design this microphone. You spend so much money to buy it and it doesn't even stay in place. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we'll chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamare. If you don't know the song, please get a song book. We have song books. Actually, I don't need it so much, do I? Because anyway, they're listening in Russian. You should have the name. I guess you can hold it by hand.
Thank you.
Я очень доволен, рад видеть вас всех.
Everyone's chanting Hare Krishna at home, all the chatamalas. Please chant at home. Live at home, live in the temple, chant Hare Krishna. So we all have the song book, which page is it? Okay, everyone saw the page?
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Hare Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Слишком быстро это самое хлопать, и нужно в то же самое скорость, как
прохожать.
Сначала начинается медленно, а потом постепенно и быстрее.
Шри Кришна
Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Gauramore.
Bye.
Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudhanam. I have been reading from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati, which is a series of songs describing the process of surrender to Krishna. This song we're going to cover today, this series of songs I'm covering now are based on the beginning verses of Upadeshamrita Vaishnava Rupa Goswami. What's the verse? Sanskrit. Krishtai svabhava janitai vakushashti divashara na prakritatvam iha bhakta janita pashyat janasya pashyat gangam basamnakaru budbuddha tena pankar ramadravatvam apagatiti apagati niradharma apagachati niradharma. Anyway, Bengali translation. Hari Hai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins these songs by calling out, "Oh my dear Lord Krishna, Niradharma gato jhanavi salile pankapena drishta hoy." He says that just like ordinary water, the Ganges water has got mud and foam, all these things. Tatapi kakana brahma drava dharma she salila na charai. Tatapi kakana brahma drava dharma na salila she salila na charai. Means that despite that, the nature of the Ganga is fully spiritual. The Ganga never loses that. Yes, so the example is being given here, that the Ganga may look like an ordinary river. Just like an ordinary river, there is mud, bubbles, foam. There are boats going on the Ganga, fish swimming in the Ganga. It looks like an ordinary river, but it isn't. It's transcendental. The Ganga is coming from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So in the same way, a devotee of Krishna may look like an ordinary person in so many ways, but he isn't. He's transcendental. Vaishnav Shariya Aprakrita Shada Shabhava Vapura Dharma. In the same way, the body of a Vaishnav is always transcendental. In the same way that the Ganga is automatically transcendental. Kabu Nahi Jaru Kabi Nahi Jaru Tatapi Jainindi Pare Shai Visham Adhan. The body of a pure devotee is never material. So whoever sees a fault, whoever sees a fault in the body of a Vaishnava or blasphemes him, he falls into the most sinful activities. Now it may, just the example has been given, the Ganga may seem to be polluted. You'll find dead bodies floating in the Ganga, plenty. Because that is the Hindu tradition, that the dead body should be put in the Ganga. So those who have more money, their friends and family, they arrange some burning, and the body is burned, and then the ashes are put in the Ganga. So many beggars, they may also die, and their body is just taken down and thrown on. Sometimes you'll see a dead body floating down the Ganga, all blown up like this, puffed up. And as it's floating, actually the Ganga flows very fast, so the dead body will be going quickly. And there'll be some crow sitting on the body, pulling out the intestines and eating. So in India you get nice education. Here in these countries they try to cover everything up. But life and death is right there in front of your eyes in India. It's not covered up. So you may think, well, the water has become very polluted and impure. But actually that's not true. Even from the health point of view, Ganga water is always pure. They've made some studies, scientists, they like to study it. They can't accept what the Shastra says, that Ganga is always pure. So they made some different studies, and they find that Ganga, even if you keep Ganga water for many months, it will remain pure. Ordinary water, if you keep it in a bottle, after some time it will become bad smell, but not Ganga water. And even if you put water full of germs into Ganga water, those germs will become nullified by the effect of Ganga. So even from the material point of view, Ganga is purifying. What to speak of the spiritual point of view? So in the same way, So therefore, people, they take their bath in the Ganga with full faith that this water is purifying. So in the same way, the body of a pure devotee is always pure. Just an ordinary person. He's born from his mother's womb, just like anybody else. He eats, he sleeps, goes to the toilet, talks the same language, looks the same as an ordinary human being? No. That's the wrong understanding. Ramadravatam apagachashunyaratam. Just like the Ganga is apparently water, but actually is completely pure. So a pure devotee may appear to be like an ordinary person, but he's not. Because always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. The Ganga is always pure because the Ganga is intimately connected with Krishna. But in the same way, the pure devotee is always pure because always connected with Krishna. Everyone is connected with Krishna. We cannot avoid Krishna. But some of us are trying very hard to avoid Krishna. And we get assistance from Krishna's external energy. How to forget Krishna very nicely. So we're all very expert in forgetting Krishna. But a pure devotee is always absorbed in front of Krishna. By that, he remains always pure. So we shouldn't think that, who is this? Who is this person? Someone who has dedicated their life to Krishna is liberated. Yasya hare dasye karma namam sargivam nikila shvapadastasu jivan mukta sakuchite. Someone who has dedicated his activities, his words, his thoughts to Krishna, even in this world, he is liberated. So this we were discussing yesterday, that even someone may be apparently a neophyte devotee, but if he's dedicated his life to Krishna, then he's also pure devotee. This description is being given by Rupa Goswami and again by Bhakti Mathura. Just to help us understand what is the position of pure devotees. Because getting that association of pure devotees is so important. That will be explained even more in the next song by Bhakti Mathura. You see, this Upadeshamrita is only 11 verses. And it's giving us instruction how we, from the very beginning of spiritual life, the basic practices, up to the most advanced practices, in 11 verses. So out of these 11 verses, this one verse is a little different. It's not exactly giving us direct instruction, you should do this, you should do that. It's just telling us what our attitude should be towards pure devotees, how we should recognize them. Because this is so important in our spiritual life. So, Hare Shri Vishan Adhani Shri Aparadhi Jame Jatama Hai Jeev Abhirata. So, if anyone makes an offense to a pure devotee, then he must suffer at the hands of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, Abhirata, continuously, without cessation. He nanda nanda she aparadhe jina nahi hato. Says, oh, nanda nanda, Krishna. Krishna has so many names. He likes to be known by the name which connects him with his devotee. So nanda nanda means the darling child of Maharaj Nanda. He nanda nanda she aparadhe jina nahi hato. So he's praying, will you please protect me so that I don't commit such an offense. Very dangerous. This material world is dangerous, that we were discussing this morning. This whole material world is very dangerous for us. Death may come at any time. You don't know. You may be walking on the street and all of a sudden you're out of your body. It may be earthquake, atom bomb, or less spectacular, you may just have a heart attack and fall down on the street. But certain, we're going to die. It may be today, it may be tomorrow, it may be after 10 years, it may be after 50 years. Therefore, this material world is a very dangerous place. Samashrita ye parda pallava pavam mahatpadam punya yasho morare bhavam vadhya vatsapadam param padam 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 yadva padam natesham. Very nicely analyzed by the Asadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. That this whole material world is a very dangerous place. Danger at every step. So the only safe place is where? What is a safe place? Sometimes people, when they build this underground shelter from a nuclear bomb attack, especially the politicians, they make sure they have a nice bunker underground. All the other people can die and I'll run underground. Hitler, he had his bunker in Berlin. But when he knew the Russian army was coming, so where is a safe place? If you go in a bunker underground, does that mean you will be safe from death? There's a Bengali saying, Agai gu makile jom charibena. It's a little bit of a funny saying. It means that someone may think, I'll rub stool all over my body. Then Yamaraj won't come to get me. There'll be such a bad smell here, so. But Gai Gu Makile Jom Chari Vena, no, it won't work. He'll punish you more for giving him inconvenience.
Well, sometimes I say this in India, because in India, I think it may be the same thing in Russia. Everything corruption, bribes. Everything works on bribes. Any work you have to do, there's some government regulation. And to get the man to sign, you have to pay him some money. The big businessmen, they have good connection with the government. And they get the laws adjusted according to their own necessity. Anyway, corruption in India is a big subject. So, often we say this, we're giving lectures to businessmen in India, that when Yamaraj comes, you can't bribe him. You can bribe everybody else, but you can't bribe Yamaraj. You may tell him, take $10,000, leave me alone. Take $1,000,000, leave me alone. Yamaraj will say, I'll take all your money and I'll take you too. Come on. And write that down. He tried to bribe me. Another sin. You're not to be punished. So this material world is very dangerous. Everything we do, that's being recorded. No joke. It's being written down. Yamaraj has his secretary. His name is Chitragupta. He has a big staff, big Kremlin. And they're all writing down everybody. He was cheating. I saw it. Okay, write it down. All the time we're being watched. So the material world is very dangerous. Even if you tread on one ant, then you have to, even accidentally, there's some simple reaction. So the whole material world is very dangerous, therefore we have to take shelter of Krishna. Otherwise our life is full of simple activities. For every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. This is the Buddha. Nira, let me say, Nira. Nira Dharma. Nira means nothing. So the only solution is to surrender to Krishna. That way we'll get free from the sinful reactions. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita which describes this. Who knows this verse? Who can say? Hello? Anyone else know? Sarva Dhaman? You should know. You see, you have to learn the shloka, but then you have to think how to use it also. So this means, Krishna says, if you give up all concocted ideas of religion and simply surrender to me, I shall protect you from all sinful emotions. Do not fear. So surrender to Krishna, that is the solution to all the problems of material life. But even while practicing Krishna consciousness, if we make an offense to a devotee, especially a pure devotee, then our whole progress can be stopped. The most dangerous thing is offense to devotees. The example is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam of Durvasa Muni, who was a great yogi, very powerful, but he made some offense to Ambarish Maharaj. Now, Durvasa Muni appeared to be much more exalted than Ambarish Maharaj. Because Durvasa Muni was a sannyasi, a yogi, a brahmana, and Ambarish Maharaj was a kshatriya, a householder. He was engaged in political, social, family affairs. But Durvasa Muni made some offense to Ambarish Maharaj. And he was in big trouble because the Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Vishnu was chasing him. So he ran all over the universe trying to get shelter. He went to all the different demigods. Indra, help me. Sorry. Cannot. The Sudarshan Chakra is coming from Lord Vishnu. What can I do? Lord Brahma, please help me. Sorry, cannot. Lord Shiva, please help me. You'd better go and see Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, you're the supreme controller of the whole universe. Please help me. Lord Vishnu said, sorry, cannot. But you're God. You're the supreme controller. If you can't help me, who can? And Lord Vishnu said, aham bhakta parati. No, I'm under the control of my devotees. My devotees, they're more important than me. So I can't, if my devotee is offended, I can't control myself. I have to see that person punished. So I accept that you're a great yogi and a brahmana and a sannyasi and a rishi and everything else. But now you've offended my devotee, I can't tolerate that. I'm sorry. So the Vasa Muni said, so what should I do? You better go and ask Ambarish Maharaj for forgiveness. So he did. He was so proud that I'm better than this. He's just a king. But he had to fall down at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj and beg for forgiveness. Now we don't want to ourselves make offenses to the Vasa Muni, because he's also a great personality. But this incident goes to serve
that even if one is a great personality, he cannot make offenses to Vaishnavas. However advanced you may be, if you make an offense to a Vaishnava, then all spiritual matters are understood. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomar Vaishnav, Bhoibhav Tomar, Amare Karuna Doya. He says that your devotee, he's praying to Lord Vishnu, your devotee is...